City Talk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it would be nothing.
Hey, it's a Bloke Talk, everybody, here on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9, the Voice of Liverpool. I wanted to start the show in a different way because you started taking the mick out of me over the last few weeks by going, hey, it's Bloke Talk, and if you're listening online, hey. Isn't it nice with the sun setting over the city, over the Mersey? Beautiful, but mind you, if you're listening to this maybe on a repeat or on one of the downloads, then the sun might not be setting. But it's a nice view. It's almost romantic, don't you think?
It could be raining.
Yeah.
It's been a good day today, hasn't it?
It's been a lovely day. So that's the weather forecast, courtesy of Laura. Toby's here as well. You're right over there, Toby.
I'm very good.
You were singing away earlier a few moments ago.
I can't really repeat what I was singing.
No, rather you didn't. So that's Toby. Laura's there, and I'm Duncan, and it's Bloke Talk. And thanks very much for getting involved in the show. Everyone well this week?
Good,
anything to report? Should we take some minutes? We should have an agenda for Bloke Talk. Right, top of the agenda, item one.
Apologies for anyone who's
apologies.
Missing.
Apologies. Everyone here?
Everyone's
JD,
here.
The mute producer, he's here.
Yeah.
Toby's here, Laura's here, and I'm here. So no apologies.
Right.
No apologies.
Apart from what's going to happen over the best part of the next 60 minutes.
What's on the agenda then?
I'll tell you what. Because I know...
It's looking full today.
So we've got a lot to talk
about. Not stalling for time to try and decide what we're going
to
talk about.
I never do that. We've got to talk about recent online activity, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, MySpace.
My God, it sounds like last week's show.
Yeah, we've got to do a random food challenge, though you're supposed to organise it this week and you copped out.
No, I haven't.
Well,
it's organised.
I know what you're going to do. It's a bit of a cop-out.
Why is it a cop-out? It's a good challenge.
There's no food for a start, is there?
What do you mean there's no food?
There's no grub.
So?
Grub.
So?
There's a clue in the title. Food challenge.
I'm watching your weight, Duncan.
I can perfectly capable of watching
nobody
my own
else
weight.
Seems to be.
Oh,
chair's squeaking. It's
okay, that's good. That sets
already.
that sets the parameters
why
nicely.
Why are you wobbling it then?
Who's wobbling what?
Laura's wobbling
squeaking.
My chair.
Yeah,
because it's squeaking.
Well, don't start complaining about the studio. Otherwise, I'll relay at length exactly what you were saying before we started.
Let's face it, Laura can't moan about anything anymore because she's being watched carefully by, is it Mick?
Yeah, I've got some updates on that from last week. So we need to do that. We've got to do the random food thing. Who went to the races? Who went to Aintree?
I went to Aintree.
I did. Did we all go?
We went on different days, didn't we?
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you go on the first day?
I went on the first day. A beautiful time.
That's a day that, you know, you either want to go on that day or you want to go on the others because that's the quiet.
What?
Do you know what I mean?
Kind of a logic.
I think
that
a lot of people, you know, if you want to go to the races, then there is two distinct different stages. There's the first day where it's much quieter and there's the second and third day where it's very, very busy and full of Liverpool glam.
Hang on.
No, so, the national day is totally different to Ladies' Day.
But it's the busyness, isn't it?
I don't know.
They get about 25,000 on the first day, and the others are like 65 and 70.
I think all the days are quite distinct from each other.
Yeah, I went on the first day. It was great. I won some money.
Did you wear that shirt?
Smoked some cigars. You and I are going to fall out over the next day. You realise that?
Duncan, it looks like a dishcloth.
What's the matter with my shirt?
It's
terrible.
It's Duncan's shirt. You know? Florals are very in fashion.
It's a beautiful
day today. We've talked
about
this before. We've said to you before when you wore a floral shirt, you should go back to your checks.
Right.
Because they suit you.
Well, if we're going to start talking about how we look today.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, all right, you've got your smart black trousers on. You've got your stripy shirt.
Black and white shirt.
Short sleeves.
What's wrong with that?
You look like you're working at a burger bar for a start.
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, fried
for
that.
You just mentioned
flip,
sunshine.
Flip. Right. And then what have you done to your hair? Look at your hair.
It does need a cut.
What the hell's going on there?
Yeah, but at least I don't look like
Dougal's got lost and retired.
At least I don't look like a big bruiser.
How do I look like a big bruiser?
Shaven head.
Oh, that's prejudice.
Unshaven
face. Oh, so someone's got a short haircut and a bit of growth.
No.
On their chins.
Like you,
and you
like
reckon
a
they're a bruiser?
Yeah, you look like a bruiser at the moment.
That is so.
Don't
what a stereotype.
The poor shirt offsets the bruiser.
Funnily enough, I've been talking to people about stereotypes.
You get these
week,
monks. These monks. These Tibetan monks. They walk around in their robes with their shaved heads.
The
are they bruisers as well?
Somebody said to me the other day that there's always an element of truth in a stereotype.
Yeah.
So how do I? I mean, you know, I've got a flowery
shirt.
Yeah.
Shaven head, yeah. Unshaven face.
Yeah.
Bruiser.
I think that's really harsh. Isn't that harsh?
Do all bruisers wear floral shirts?
I think they do wear things like that in the summer. Have you got a bit of a furry chest?
Maybe I've got a very hairy
chest.
I
can see the hairy chest hanging out.
No, I don't see it.
Also, what the bruiser image.
What's that got to do in
there? Then I probably shouldn't be starting this fight.
You two need to calm down.
You've already been
started it.
People.
It was an unsolicited attack from the first moment we sat in this studio. I don't know what your problem is.
To top off your bruiser image.
What's the matter with you?
You've even got cracked knuckles.
Yeah, I've got cracked knuckles. This is true. I've got one. Cracked knuckle. It's a split knuckle. Yeah.
So let me guess. We want to see the other guy, do we?
Don't make me split the rest, Toby, because I will quite willingly before this show is out. Right.
Let's go back to the races. That's a much nicer topic.
Yeah, what do you want to say about the races?
I went on Saturday, the big day, the national.
Did you dress up? Or did you go like that?
Yes, I wore a lovely dress. Oh, what's wrong with what I'm wearing?
Nothing. I just thought you could serve the burgers in the restaurant that Toby's clearly working in the kitchen of.
I had one of the best days of the year so far. It was brilliant.
Did you? Is it your first time there?
First time at Aintree. I've been to the races before.
First time at Aintree?
Yeah.
Where else have you been to the races?
Chester.
Chester, nice. Yeah.
Chester's a completely different experience, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Every race is
different.
What's
Chester like compared to National Weekend?
Just a lot quieter,
really. It's where the Vikings landed. Don't see many of them at the races, though.
No.
Probably. We could race Vikings. That'd be good.
A little bit posher at Chester.
Really?
Mm. It's quite posh. It's well-to-do, isn't it, Chester? Compared to Liverpool. It's quite a snobby Chester.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I've never been to Chester races, I can't comment.
I've never been to Chester as a city.
Yeah.
It's pretty posh.
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
A friend of mine at uni is from Chester, and somebody once drunkenly called him a posh scouser.
Oh.
And he ended up in...
Split knuckles?
A cell. Shall we say, that night. Yeah, so I think that they don't like to be drawn in with Liverpool at all, do they?
Well, I think that's a shame.
It is.
Takes all kind of people, make the world go round. Do you win any money? Do you have a little flutter?
I had a flutter on every race. Yeah. Won some, lost some.
Now, did you do your own kind of working out of what you're going to back and stuff? Because here, we have a couple of people here in the City Radio Tower. By the way, City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool, Bloke Talk.
They've both been on Bloke Talk, haven't they, actually?
What?
We've
had both of them on
Bloke Talk when you had them on together.
Point.
It was a good show.
And they like their horse racing, don't they? Mm. And they kind of, when the seasons, you know, we had it with the Gold Cup at Cheltenham, you know, they run around the office going, oh, I've got a tip. And then, of course, on the run-up to the Grand National or Aintree Festival, it's exactly the same. Did you take any of their tips?
I have to say, no, I didn't. No. I just decided on the National just to go for the ones... Just stick a pin in it, really.
Really?
You didn't happen to stick a pin in Mon Mom, then?
No, exactly, I didn't. But that just goes to show the 100-to-1 shot winning.
That's a lottery, isn't it? The Grand National race is a lottery.
You can't predict it. My horse came fourth in the National, State of Play.
Yeah.
So I got a bit of money for an each way.
What did you have on the? What did you have there, then?
I
put a few quid each way?
So fiver each way, so I've got $22.50 for fourth.
Excellent.
That's all right, isn't it?
But yeah, I put a lot of other money on other
races. I've got a story to tell.
But go on.
I did follow one of their tips because we can say his name, Paul Jacobs, who presents the show and Drive Time show.
Yeah, yeah.
Last year, I followed his tip and won a decent amount of money with Comply or Die.
Yeah.
This time,
favourite wasn't that hard.
This time,
year.
Yeah.
He'd said to me, "My Will," who again was the favourite. He said, "If he manages to go round and not, you know, without stumbling over any jumps, he wins."
Yeah.
What happened? Finished third.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. So next year, I'm not following him.
When I went on the first day of Aintree, I didn't take anyone's tips. I got the Daily Star out when I was supposed to be doing my radio show on the Thursday morning, and
good to know you work for a living.
You know, I can do quite a few things at once, and I was just going through and
multitasking. Male,
I was multitasking. That's the phrase I was looking for, and I worked out what I wanted to back, and then I got a program when we got to Aintree. I had a little look at it and stuff, and I bet on six races, I think, because I didn't bet on the first one. We just got there, and I wasn't feeling comfortable. Wasn't in the zone. But by the kind of like the, I think it was the 2:30, 2:40, I was ready to go. And two of the horses that won money for me, because I didn't do any bettings to win. I just did each way.
Yeah.
Because I think it's kind of like a little bit conservative, but you know, you have a better chance. I was going for these kind of like 16 to 18 to 20 to 1 kind of odds on the horses. and I made a tidy little sum, nothing to boast about.
Did you? You came
but
away with a profit.
I came away, I paid for my day, right? At the end of the day, I paid for the whole day, including beer, cigars, and curry, and taxis. Okay, covered all of my costs.
That's
and I
right.
came out of it about a ton up as well.
That's brilliant.
That's
so I was
amazing.
Really pleased, yeah. And that's the first time I've ever done it, and I didn't use any strategy, Ooh. Apart from the fact I've noticed the two of the horses that got me the biggest amount of money on the each-way bet were ridden by Frenchmen. So that's my tip for the future. Find out if the guy who's riding the horse is a French gentleman, or indeed lady, and if that's the case, worth a flutter.
Well, I have to say my experience was somewhat the opposite.
Yeah.
I opened up an account on an internet betting company because I believe you get more money, more better odds.
Yeah, better
well,
odds.
You do. You don't. You, I don't believe you do get better odds.
Well, you do.
Put on a decent amount of money, lost the lot, near enough.
Yeah.
And then, after the National, I came back to the tower to watch the end of the Liverpool game against Fulham.
Yeah.
3 minutes to go, I thought, I'm going to just have a look on this little betting website because I'd had to put in a certain amount to start off the account and I still had a fiver left. And I thought, I'm going to bet on this football match, which is clearly going to end 0-0.
Yeah.
This was 3 minutes from the end of Fulham versus Liverpool. Stuck my bet on. Within 10 seconds, Liverpool had scored. So just to add insult to injury, I'd managed to lose my last
is
five.
Is that why you're so grumpy tonight?
I wasn't impressed.
And you're being very rude and provocative.
Rude. I'm not being rude.
I'll tell you what happened last weekend. I got thrown out of a betting shop.
Did you?
How did you manage that?
Well, I went to the betting shop on a Sunday.
Was it because you looked like a bruiser?
No, I took my daughter. Yeah, and apparently you can't have children in a betting shop.
You can't take children.
Which is a pointless rule. Utterly pointless. I mean, they're not hardly going to go into their piggy bank and stick it on the 2:30 at Chepstow, are they? I went in there, okay, and this woman came and she said, you must go. That's just life. First of all, she went, is that your child?
Hang on,
and I went,
well,
yeah.
Are you taking your 4-year-old daughter?
Would it have been
all right
if it had been someone else's?
Well, I went in there just to pick up something that I might have won off the back of Saturday. Perfectly harmless activity. Went in there. And I went in there with my daughter, and this kind of woman came waddling up, and she said, is that your daughter? And I said, well, yeah. She said, you must go.
Maybe you should.
I said, why must I go? Because I do that for a living. I said, why must I go? She said, because you're not allowed in here. She pointed to a sign that said, no children under the age of 18 allowed. I went, but why? I said, you know, you can take a child into a pub, and you can have a drink, certain areas and stuff. I said, my child's not going to be betting on your horse race or your dog race. You know, she's not going to understand to who it's like nose horsey on the television. She's not going to go, I'll have £5 on you know, whatever it's called, dog's dinner to win or an each way bet or whatever. Anyway, she wasn't having any of it, so I had to go and stand outside. And I said to her, I said, right, well, here's my slip. Go and get me my money, please. And to be fair, she did go away and she came back and she apologised. She said, I'm really sorry, it's
the
rules.
You left your little daughter standing outside.
No, I stood outside with her.
Oh.
Of course, I wouldn't leave her on her own outside. And this woman went away.
I think you should have just denied it was your daughter. Just said, I don't know who she is. Carried on betting.
Anyway, and it was great though, because the best bit was is my daughter's now telling God she got thrown out of the betting shop.
Oh, God.
So and you must tell people. You must tell everyone.
You're going to get a knock from the council, aren't you?
Yeah, as a matter of time, social services. You'd be taking your daughter into betting shops. Yeah, right. Come with us, please. But yeah, I think it's quite good. I was quite. I fancied a bit of an argument with the woman in the betting shop, but after a while, I just thought, do you know what? But I thought the law's a bit weird like that.
It is a bit weird.
Because.
Particularly now the smoking law has changed.
Yeah, exactly.
It used to be very smoky in there. You can understand for a health reason.
Absolutely.
Maybe. But I suppose they're worried about getting children addicted to betting.
Well, they're not, are they? They're not.
Most
of them can't reach the counter. How are they going to put a bet on?
It's true.
I know.
It's true.
But I quite liked it, getting chucked out of the betting shop. Anyway, must come back in a few minutes' time because we've got a ton of stuff to talk about. What's your foodie drinky challenge, Toby? We'll do that in the next chunk of the show.
Do you want me to say?
Well, go on, you might as well.
It is how quickly can you down a pint of water?
Just water?
Yes.
Nothing else?
I'll tell you what, a lot of effort has gone into that.
Yeah. It? How did you think of that one?
I thought credit crunch.
Yeah.
Saving some money.
Yeah.
So that was a good idea.
You know, people have died from drinking too much water. You know that,
don't
you?
We're not going to drink too much.
I want to tell the story about a woman in China who some local bishop said, you must cleanse your soul. You're a bad woman. You have sinned. So she went away and drank as much water as she could because she thought that would cleanse her. And apparently somewhere, I don't know how, we could look at it on the interweb here, but if you look at it online, if you drink so much water, it has a really bad effect on your body, which I never realised.
There was once a radio competition over in America where something similar happened.
Really?
I believe, yes. And
but we're not having to do that. She's going to time how much.
Just time how long it takes to drink one pint.
All right, we'll do that.
I've got a feeling it's going to be a battle between yourself and me.
Okay. I've got a ton of stuff I want to talk about. We must go online as well. Look at Twitter and Bebo.
Doing it?
And okay. Facebook.
What?
And MySpace. Why aren't you doing it?
Because I'm not going to win. So. What's
you might point? As well try.
I might do.
Yeah. So we need to do the online stuff. There's been some reaction from last week's shows. We've got new members to the Bloke Talk Twitter feed. Got to say hello to them.
Which we can.
And also last week, someone joined Twitter. And what we've been doing is reading out their names and working out what they might look like and stuff. Yeah. And Stewie Wilson kind of has told us what we got right and what we haven't got right.
Excellent.
So we'll do that in a few moments' time as well. And also I want to talk about the actress Rene Russo. Because it is Bloke Talk. And it's one of my favourite films, The Thomas Crown Affair, the remake, that has Rene Russo in. And a quiet moment during the week, I was logging on to Rene Russo's fan site. And I found some great pictures. So as it's Bloke Talk, I might as well mention them. It is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
Right, we're back. It's Bloke Talk. Not that we went away. I'm Duncan. Toby's here. Laura's here. And thank you for listening either online or downloading or listening across Liverpool, North Wales and North West England. It is Bloke Talk here at City Talk 105.9. Find out more about this show by logging on to citytalk.fm. And you can have a look at some of the pictures of stuff we get up to and various other bits and pieces. I'll tell you what, because we were talking about going to the races, weren't we? And we forgot to mention the kind of the bets that you managed to pull off the website. Because I know you've kind of become a little bit interested in betting. Not in a bad way.
I've got a taste for it now.
Yeah, you got a taste. And you went online earlier today and you found some great bets that we can have, including... You can have a little flutter on who Prince Harry's next girlfriend might be. Good suggestions on there.
Is Prince Harry single?
Yeah. Who the next Bond girl might be. Who would have thought of you? The cutting edge of journalism.
South African girlfriend.
Also, Wayne and Colleen's children.
Wayne and
child.
Colleen's baby, because she has confirmed this week that she's preggers.
Up the duff.
Did you know that they're offering, at Paddy Power this one is, 16 to 1 Duncan.
I thought yours would be shorter on that suggestion. Anyway, we'll look at the bets, the wacky bets, a little bit later on. Dunk Rooney, it's got a kind of ring to it.
Yeah, I'd put
you know,
quid on
never
that.
On that. Anyway, let's do the let's get this out of the way, Laura. Because you know what?
Bet if they give him his middle name as Duncan,
should we get this food challenge out of the way?
Yeah, you two just go. Ahead
no, you gotta have a go at it.
You gotta have a go.
I can't down drinks; it makes me feel sick.
We'll have a go.
You don't have to down it. It's just how
just,
long it takes
just,
you to
you
do
you
it.
You two go ahead, Dad. This is one for the boys.
I think you should have a go. All right, Toby, go first. Or do you
are
want
we
to go
racing?
First? No, we're not racing. We'll do it one at a time. So this is I mean, this is actually quite a lame challenge.
I don't think it's lame.
How quickly are you going to drink a pint of water is what we're doing.
What's wrong with that?
That's boring.
Why is it boring?
Well, go on then.
Because you wanted some food.
Right, okay,
yeah, I was hungry.
I'll time it in seconds then.
This is going to end up all down my front.
Okay,
I'm not very
I'll
good at this.
I'll tell you when to go.
Yeah, it's all right, though, because when you're back in the burger bar, they'll give you another shirt.
Okay, you ready?
I think we should race. I think that's more exciting.
I don't do races.
What do you reckon, Law? Which is best?
Oh, come on. Just time it, right.
Okay, you ready?
On your marks.
Get set.
Hang on a second. Go!
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 go.
Laugh! Very good. 10 seconds.
10 seconds, exactly.
I can't beat that.
That was very scientifically...
so cold.
You didn't get it from the cold thing, did you?
He spilled half of it down his trousers. He looks like he's had an accident.
A few little splashes.
No. Have you had it?
He's got splashback.
I wanted to clean my burger shirt. Come on, Duncan.
I won't be able to do it in 10 seconds. I'm out of practice. I used to be able to do a Guinness in 5 seconds. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Right, are you ready?
Wait.
I can't.
Three,
I'm going to be rubbish with this.
One, go.
Look at the concentration.
2-8. Don't laugh. Careful you don't laugh there, Duncan, you bruiser. 8, 9, 10. Yes, I've beaten him. Come on.
You're playing for pride now.
Not even finished
13
it.
Seconds.
Oh, made your teeth go
See,
cold.
I told you it wasn't that easy.
13
what happened
seconds.
To it being easy, eh?
I didn't say it was easy. Yeah. I said it was lame.
It took you 22 seconds.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
I paused.
Pausing is equally as bad. Laura, you going to have a go?
No, I'm not.
That was great, wasn't it?
Why not?
That was great radio.
I won't win, so...
Are we going to stick that on the...
You beat Duncan. Anyone can beat
Duncan.
Do you
know what? I'm going to pass this week.
I'll tell you, you could beat me. You could beat me.
I didn't pass. I just have a tiny bit of ant.
Toby passed last week, so I'm going to
pass
this week. I think we should draw a line under this whole rubbish food challenge right now.
Why? Well, this one, or full stop.
It was a good food challenge. Duncan couldn't even do it.
I could. Why not? I did it. I just wasn't very fast.
You didn't do it. You stopped and had to finish it a second time. That's just you couldn't do it.
Fine, fine. If you want to be the winner, Toby, that's fine.
Not only am I the winner, but you couldn't even do it.
I couldn't even do it.
No.
No.
Chris liked it. Oh, listen to him now. Who's the big man?
Are we going to stick the footage on the thingy?
Yeah, we've got it.
We'll put the footage on.
What are we putting on Facebook?
Facebook.
Twitter? No, just Facebook.
Bebo.
Is anyone get involved in Bebo?
We've established this. It's too young for us.
Well, like that kid outside earlier.
16.
Yeah, Duncan was approached by a 13-year-old fan earlier.
Well, hey.
Hello, Duncan.
Yeah. They hadn't had that yet. He was like, hello. Not hello. It was like,
which I really wouldn't imagine that would be your kind of
fan. No, I'm obviously doing something wrong. I thought I might introduce.
Well, you sound a bit like a petulant teenager.
We could introduce Book of Bedtime. Yeah. All our teenage listeners.
Hello, Duncan. I'm a big fan.
Hello. Can I have a CD, please?
You do know that you've just lost a fan.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Bye.
See you later.
Right.
Duncan,
so
not too worried about his fans. All 12.
The footage is going on to Facebook and Bebo. Talking of which, I've got some stuff here. Oh.
Correspondence. See?
I have to go to the dentist.
It wasn't that easy.
I've got a tooth that really kind of aches now.
I'm struggling.
I have sensitive teeth as well.
What do you want to do? Do you want to do Stewie Wilson stuff?
Yeah.
Stewie Wilson was a bloke. Well, I presume he's a bloke. Who joined us on Twitter the week before last.
He was an estate agent. Is that the one? What did we predict?
Oh, I can't remember.
We guessed.
I can't remember anything about him. I don't know what he said.
What does he say then?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Because on Twitter, Stewie Wilson 1 has said, "You are good."
Hey.
"You are good."
Yeah.
Said Stewie Wilson. "I am in my 30s.
Excellent. Yeah.
Support Liverpool.
Yeah.
I have a child. One, not two.
Oh.
I also wear glasses.
Out's not bad. Where's glasses?
Not sure about floppy hair.
Well,
how can you not be sure about floppy hair?
And Phil Collins. He was the one that I said I'm pretty sure listens to Phil Collins.
He doesn't like Phil Collins. Or he's just not sure about
He's just not sure. I've never been sure about Phil Collins.
I think any could say that.
Mind you, I thought Face Value was a good album. Anyway, Stewie Wilson, thank you. Oh, that's almost a little bit bang on the money. We've got some new members.
Excellent.
Shall we play? Guess what they could be about?
And we'd like some response from them as well, if we're right or wrong.
We've got someone who's seen on the telly, who's joined the Bloke Talk Twitter thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's that?
I'll tell you in a second.
Is it my sister? She was on the telly this week.
What, for what?
She was in a band on Jules Holland's show.
Really?
Yes.
What band?
They're called The Mummers.
What do The Mummers do?
They play kind of weird music.
Yeah? What does your sister do in The Mummers?
She plays the violin, and I think she's probably vocals in some of the songs as well.
She's a fiddler, isn't she?
Yeah.
A lot of bands that have appeared on Jules Holland go on to really big things.
They certainly do.
C6 Steve. Heard of him?
No.
He played Liverpool recently. He started off in Jules Holland, became big.
Yeah, lots of them. They were sort of the unsigned act on there.
Yeah, but that's good. That's good profile.
I think so.
They were on with Franz Ferdinand. Who were probably supposed to be
the sister younger or older?
She's older.
How much older?
4 years.
So making her what?
28.
She attached?
No.
Mm.
Duncan, she doesn't fancy you.
How do you know?
Because I've got eyes.
How do you know? What
What's
did
wrong
you
with you today?
I couldn't
bitchy.
Care less. What kind of bloke does your sister go for then?
Do you know what? If I knew that, if she knew that, I think the world would be a better place. But she's...
But she plays the violin.
She's not very good. Yeah.
Plays the violin?
Yeah, she plays the violin.
Got a cat?
Funnily enough, she did
she
have a cat.
Yeah.
She did have a cat, but she had to get rid of it because she was wasn't in enough to look after it.
Gone. She's heading north out of the city. Anyway, good luck with the Mummers.
The Mummers.
The Mummers.
MUMMERS. Look out for them. Once you've gone to MySpace and looked at the Bloke Talks MySpace.
She on there?
Then head to the Mummers.
Right.
And see my sister.
Have you got any of her material we can play?
I could get it for
we
you.
Could have a little bit of Bloke Talk round table like they used to do in the old days of radio stations. We could play it and go, what do you think?
Fair enough.
Yeah?
Let's do it.
Box jury.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's we'll get some on. Of the Mummers. Maybe... What other instruments make up the Mummers?
There's a trumpet.
Yeah.
A singer. Yeah. A viola. I think it's a viola.
What is this kind of stuff?
It's kind. It is.
It's
weird.
Not kind of this kind of clan
the singer,
weird stuff.
The singer.
Is it?
The closest. Thing
it's not a bit like All About Eve.
The closest thing I can compare the singer to is Bjork.
Oh.
If you like that sort of
dwarf.
Thing. No, Bjork.
Oh. Yeah. Small.
Is she small?
Yeah.
Is she?
Icelandic.
That doesn't mean she's small automatically, does it? Iceland produced some of the most strong men in the world, if you ever watched that on New Year's Day. Do you ever watch that brilliant programme?
And some of the best frozen food.
Absolutely brilliant, Iceland.
All right. Well, let's get... How about your sister and her band, the Mummers, do a theme tune for Bloke Talk? We can get rid of James Brown saying it's a man's world. We can have a bit of the old viola in the background.
They might do.
A bit of wailing.
Yeah, let's do it.
Great.
Okay.
Where do we get to? New members to the Twitter feed. This is great. You ready? I'm going to give you a name. We have to paint the perfect picture.
Okay,
or we think what this person might look like, what their hobbies might be, jobs, what they might be about. You ready for this? This is great.
Go on.
Dayton L. Fluker, everybody. Dayton L. Fluker has joined Bloke Talk's Twitter feed. Dayton L. Fluker. He's following us. Are we following him? Are we polite? Do we follow Twitter etiquette? Because I don't on the Duncan Barton show page. We're only following six
people. We think Dayton L. Fluker is actually British?
He's definitely American.
That's what I was thinking.
Definitely American.
Dayton L. Fluker.
And I think he's from Florida.
Yeah, and I reckon...
Other Americans on Twitter.
I reckon the... I reckon the L doesn't actually stand for anything.
Not Americans. Duncan's dumbfounded at the idea of Americans being on the internet.
I'll tell you why I ask. This is a serious question because I've got some American friends.
Facebook's American, you know.
Yeah, I know that. But they don't text.
Really?
Yeah. Not many Americans text.
They
do. Is that true?
Well, they have pages, don't they, in America?
And my friend, I was explaining to this American mate of mine about texting, and he went, yeah, I've got it on my phone, but I don't know anyone who uses it. And that's why I linked. I thought, well, would Americans use Twitter? Because it's kind of like just a bigger version.
Mm-hmm. It's not even a bigger version. It's the same number of characters, is it not? 160?
Dayton L. Fluker.
Dayton L. Fluker,
you reckon,
is
a
American
tank?
And the L doesn't actually stand for anything, like George W. Bush.
Could be an actor's name. It could be, because what used to happen when you used to join Equity, if there was someone else who had the same name as you, what they used to do, some of the actors, they used to kind of insert a letter.
There's somebody in our news team who had to change their name for that very reason.
Really?
Yes, there is.
Mm.
There's only one Duncan Barks.
There is only one Duncan
Thank
Barks.
God. Right, Dayton L. Fluker, American. What else do we think about Dayton? I think probably wears sweatshirts.
Do we think, when we say he's American, do we think he's actually over in America, or do we think he's now here?
How would he discover Bloke Talk?
Well, maybe he's got
lost.
A Liverpool
got
friend. Could have a Liverpool friend who said, you've got to listen to these guys. Maybe we're big in America without knowing.
I think he works in a zoo.
All right, he's an American, he wears a sweatshirt, he works in a zoo.
Do you think the sweatshirt is like one of those green ones with the zoo's name in the
With our logo on the left breast.
Yeah.
Dayton L. Fluker. Do we think Dayton L. Fluker drives a car?
Yeah, I think Dayton L. Fluker is a drifting champion. You know when they do those like slides, like donuts in the cars? That's his pastime.
What are you on this week?
Have you never heard of drifting?
What the hell are you talking about?
I've never heard of drifting.
No!
You know when you
Isn't it clear from my facial expression I haven't got the blindest bit of interest or understanding what the hell you're going
got
on
any
about?
Interest.
He drifts from what in his car? What do you mean he drifts?
It's a thing, basically.
It's a thing.
It's about power slides.
Oh, it's a thing! Oh, have you said it was a thing?
You do power slides in your car.
A skid.
Like a skid.
Oh, right, I know what skidding
they call
is.
It drifting in America.
Right, so Dayton L. Fluker's a skidder. Come on, I've got another three
likes,
to get through, yeah?
He likes leaving skid marks.
Oh, too much. All right.
Right, next one.
Well, I just want to sort out what music Dayton likes.
Oh, Motown. Busted.
Busted. Busted. I reckon Busted.
And thrash
Motown.
Metal.
Motown.
And country.
And certain ballads by
Celine Dion.
Manilow. Right, got a lady called Doris.
Oh, we know Doris.
Do we know Doris?
She's a big fan of the radio station.
Doris Nierfries?
Yes, she's over in Germany.
Germany, yes.
She's befriended quite a few of us on
Distinct possibility,
Facebook.
Might be really good friends with the people who own all of the radio stations of which we're a teeny-weeny part of. Might be
German
best to go,
company.
Doris sounds like a great lady.
She is a great lady.
Glad you're on board,
We know she's
Doris.
A great lady.
Lovely lady.
Victoria J. Fode, again, could be an American.
Fode. How do you spell Fode?
F-O-D-E. Victoria J. Fode.
Mm. A lot of people seem to be having their initials.
Yeah.
What's the initial?
Oh, what do you think Vic does?
Victoria.
I think she's foreign, don't you?
No, I don't think she is. I think
Victoria
she is
J. Fode.
She is a member of the Conservative Party.
Right. Okay. Tory. What else?
You think she's British then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
I do.
Okay. Well, what should we say about 40?
Yeah. What about? Oh, by the way, what about Dayton?
Yeah. Oh, he's 43.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 43. I agree.
Vic is Tory and 40.
Yeah.
No kids.
No kids.
Yeah, because career
got,
woman.
Got one of those ride-on lawnmowers.
Yeah. And then...
You know...
Why would she have...
Because I can just see
gardener,
one of those.
No, I think her gardener does her.
No, she's got a ride-on lawnmower.
Her gardener
those
does
Saturday
that.
Afternoons. She's probably got one.
She's
cut a couple of stripes.
I think she is a successful
lawyer.
I was going to say banker. Of course, nobody in banking is registered.
She'd have to sell the lawnmower now, wouldn't
exactly.
she? All right.
Maybe
well,
she's a failed banker.
Failed banker. Victoria J. Fode, good to have you on board. We're going to come back in a few moments' time and do, because there's a fourth person, and he's on the telly. And he's on the Bloke Talk Twitter feed.
Are we going to know all about this man already, then?
Possibly. So we'll do that in a few moments' time. Also, we need to go through some of... who are you?
Laura.
Some of your wacky
Sorry,
bets.
That's been
a long
on the
day.
Show for 6 months.
It is Bloke Talk on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. This is a
man's world. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks, City Talk 105.9. But it would be nothing
without a woman or a girl. Thank you for hanging around. It's a Bloke Talk on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. Just a reminder, this show is available on many multimedia platforms, as funny many work in media say, with long ponytails and kind of like rimmed glasses. Facebook, Bebo, Twitter, MySpace. And of course, you can find out more by logging on to citytalk.fm. I'm Duncan. Toby is here. Laura's here as well. So the
we've
new people...
We've still got a lot to get on.
I know, we've got a lot to do, haven't we?
Yeah, then.
Let's
Maybe
go.
You shut up and I can carry on.
Okay.
Right. The last person who's joined the new members bit to our Twitter feed...
Bruiser.
...is he's on telly.
Come on, hurry up then.
Granada TV. He pops up all
I
over.
I bet I know
the
who
Great
this
Northwest.
Is going to be. Is his initial AB?
It's Mr. Bonner. Andy Bonner. Known on TV screens across the Great Northwest.
Oh, I love him.
And he's joined us on
Excellent.
Twitter.
Yeah, he's following me as well.
Is he? Is it, well, he's following you,
I wonder
you,
if his wife knows about that.
Mm.
Works
I'm
here.
I'm following him.
I've heard, yeah, she's a nice lady. I like
her. She is a nice lady.
Yeah. Well, I see him sometimes at news stories.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. He's a nice guy, isn't he, Andy?
He's a big dog.
The last time I saw him, he...
that's what we're...
If Andy Bonner was a big dog, what kind of big dog would he be? I'm going for a St. Bernard's, like Schnorbitz.
In the world of journalism.
Do you remember Schnorbitz? No, you don't.
No.
Oh,
no.
Schnorbitz was a large dog that belonged to a comedian called Bernie Winters. It's not funny. It was comedy in the 70s. Bernie Winters would rock up on some variety show. They'd have this fat dog there, and she'd look at him and sniff.
Moving on.
Yes, I was about to say, the last time I saw Andy Bonner, which was actually quite a long time ago, he was donning his swimming trunks at the opening of the swimming pool down at Wavertree.
Yeah.
That was, was a
I
good
like
story.
It when they get reporters involved
in
the story.
Yeah,
gotta admit, I can see why she married him.
Anyway.
Oh, really? No socks rolled up in a ball or anything? It
Come
was
on,
all...
guys. Let's move on. Talking about this.
Anyway, so Andy, Victoria J. Fode, Doris and Dayton, welcome to the Bloke Talk family.
We've got some strange people.
You couldn't make it up, and I haven't. And also, before we move on from the online stuff, and before we look
Do
at
we
the
know
wacky
how
bets...
How old he is? Are we going to guess at an age?
Who?
No.
Mr. Bonner.
Oh, I don't know, 32.
Hmm.
Yeah. Right. Last week, we had to defend Laura's reputation.
Yes.
Because there was on Facebook, there was a, excuse me, a bit of a spat going on. And I can't remember what it was about. It was, someone saying you moan a lot.
Yeah.
They were saying get rid of the moaner.
Get rid of the boring, annoying birds.
And you're one of us. If you are a moaner, you're our moaner. Yeah. Anyway, a little bit of a kind of like a tail end, a PS, a nib on Facebook regarding this. Craig Lucas writes, he says, cheers, guys, for honour of Hero of the Week.
Yes.
Did we make him Hero of the Week?
Yeah, we did
defended
in the end,
me.
Yeah.
He defended me.
I have to say, last week's show had everything.
Mm.
It was like Dallas.
Like Dallas?
Yeah. If you were in Dallas, which character would you like to be?
I never watched Dallas.
Never seen it. We're
You're
too
joking.
Young.
Oh, you must have seen Dallas.
We're too young.
What do you know about 70s? Dallas? Do you know anything about Dallas?
That it was the one of the most successful American sitcoms probably ever.
Who shot JR?
Soap kind of thing.
There's a soap.
Who shot JR?
JR was a character, yeah.
That's all I know. Who shot JR?
And there was a cliffhanger in this country who made a front page of the tabloids. Who shot JR?
Who did shoot JR?
It was Lucy, I think. No, who was it? Kirsten, apparently. Is that all you know about Dallas?
That it was, at the end of it all, it was all a dream.
Bobby Ewing had a dream in the shower.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? It was all a dream.
I used to play a game when I used to share a house with two other blokes.
That's what happened at the end of Dallas.
Play a game. When Rigsby and Del Boy and I all lived together, we used to have...
Del Boy?
It's a long story.
And Rigsby?
Yeah.
We had the
house. We had a house of ill repute.
Were you the bruiser?
Do you know what we used to do on Monday nights? We used to watch Dallas on video. We used to play a game called Drink with Dallas. And every time they had a drink in Dallas, we used to match them.
There's a similar game.
It was a quiet time in my life.
There's a similar game with that with Sky Sports' Saturday afternoon
Saturday.
Football show. It's brilliant.
Which is what? What do you do with that?
Oh,
then?
You just get so drunk.
But what do you do?
Rules.
There's so many rules. It's you know, just I can't even begin to
drink with
you.
Dallas. You can be on the floor after 48
One of them
minutes.
Is one of the rules with that is. For every time Phil Thompson interrupts one of his broadcasts because Liverpool have scored and someone he wants to know what's gone on with the Liverpool game, have a drink. And you do see that an awful lot.
Yeah.
So, it's a good game, but you won't last sort of 15
and
minutes.
And if you are one of our younger listeners, drink responsibly. Yeah, drink and if you're one of our older listeners, also drink responsibly. Anyway, Dallas... It was like Dallas, says Craig Lucas. I would like to nominate Laura for Hero of the Week for eating those bugs with such gusto.
She did.
Mick
I don't
Kearney
think
replies.
Of a Hero of the
well,
Week.
Mick's replied. Hang on, Mick's replied.
He says, just propose and get it out the way. Mr. and Mrs. moan a lot.
Ooh, is that me or you?
Do you know what? I think that
he's talking about Craig, I think.
I think Mick secretly fancies me.
I think you're probably right.
Sorry to say it, Mick, but you're doing the cruel to be kind thing.
Yeah. I think it might be right.
So there you are, Facebook, get involved, Bloke Talk Appreciation Society, Yabba Yabba Yabba, Twitter, MySpace, Bebo, if you're young. Right, before we look at the funny bets, I just want to show... do you know who the actress is, Renée Russo?
I probably would if I saw her.
Renée Russo was in the remake of the Thomas Crown Affair, great film.
Never seen it.
55
well,
years
Nora,
of age.
If, you see a
if I turn this little monitor around.
Oh, she's Renée attractive.
Russo. Not bad for 55.
She's, oh, yeah,
so
I know.
Old,
yeah.
So how old's your mum, Sue?
52, I think.
Right, okay. But she's done a little fashion shoot as Renée Russo. If you're a man of a certain age and you remember Renée Russo and the Thomas Crown Affair, go and have a look at
that
Renée.
That one's a bit raunchy.
I haven't seen anything.
Blimey.
Yet. I'm surprised the filter here at City Talk didn't say
it's
no.
It's strict, that filter. Has to be said.
I know. Anyway, Renée Russo fan site. She's done a photo shoot. Okay.
Oh, my. What is that on her?
What do you make of that one?
Hang on.
She looks like she's been in a protest in London. Yeah. And unfortunately, there was a window in front of her when the police came up behind, allegedly.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you've hit the nail on the head.
As opposed to a protester with a baton. Shoes here, is
It's great. I urge any man who's a red-blooded male. She's 55 years of age, Renée Russo, and she's done a photo shoot, and they are great pictures.
Yeah.
www.renee-russo.org.
Is that your favourite?
Yeah. How would you describe that?
The only way to describe it is, you know when you push your face up against a window and you're looking through from the other side and it's slightly squidged up face? That's what she looks like.
She's old enough to be someone's gran.
My goodness me. I'm too young for these sorts of pictures. Yeah. Far too innocent.
Oh, I've broken the monitor. It says brightness and contrast. Oh,
Broken the monitor. With the perversions that you're looking at.
She's 55,
Duncan,
and recently she's embraced
Duncan,
Christianity.
You're too excited by this.
There's one more.
The show is basically descended into looking at porn.
There's a little X on the top right. Close it, Duncan. Actually, that's a good feature.
Hey, where's my golf ball?
She's modelling shoes. That's what all the photos
are.
I have
to admit, I didn't notice the shoes.
Anyway, there you are. I just thought, because, you know, occasionally we ought to be very blokey.
Yeah.
So, you know, renee-russo.org.
Yeah.
Go and have a look. Right, let me just close that down because I'll be distracted otherwise. wacky bets, what have you got?
Wayne and Colleen's baby.
Where have you found this?
£5 million, I reckon, this baby's worth before it's even been born.
This was on Paddy Power.
Paddy Power.
And so you can place a bet on the name of Wayne and Colleen's first baby. Bets avoid should Wayne and Colleen break up. Also, dead heat rules will apply in the event of twins.
Mm.
Or a double-barreled first name.
What are the dead heat rules?
Well, I don't know what's dead heat rules. You get half the stake or something?
No, I have no idea.
Outside bets, 250-1. Shrek Rooney.
That's a bit unlikely, isn't it?
500
Shrek Rooney!
You can get 80-1 on Waylene. Combination of the names. 80-1, they'll follow the Beckhams in naming them after the place where the baby was conceived.
So what, Croxteth Rooney?
Yeah, Croxteth, 80-1. Cristiano, 40-1. Has it got
Cristiano.
Excuse my ignorance, because I don't know the answer to this. Where are they shacked up? Are they living in Croxteth?
No, they live somewhere in Cheshire.
From Croxteth.
Right, so that's factually incorrect, isn't it?
I don't know. The baby could have been.
They might have been at her parents' house.
You don't know. Cricket is 66-1.
Cricket Rooney. That's her favourite
shot. Is that the
shot, isn't
it? Shot.
See,
so yeah,
I knew that.
Like
shot.
Yeah. But I think, I don't know why Duncan's so.
No,
there.
Why is Duncan Rooney? Oh.
Well, I think it might be the name of maybe a relative of theirs.
What about
16-1?
What about
Sir Alex?
Sir Alex Rooney.
Alex is in there, 20-1.
Is Goodison in there as well?
Goodison, 100-1. And Trafford, Rooney. Also 100-1.
I wonder what Anfield is.
It's not on there.
That would be a million to one, wouldn't it?
It's great because there's so many different kinds of bets you can have. I've got here FHM sexiest woman.
Hey.
Oh, it's got to be Cheryl Cole.
I don't know. It will be.
Well, yeah. It's not good odds on that. It's 1-3.
Go on. What are some of the
Megan
outsiders?
Fox, 7-4. Scarlett Johansson.
You like Scarlett Johansson, don't you?
Oh, yeah. And Rennie
Duncan.
Russo. 16-1.
What's Rene Russo?
She's not on here.
What are some of the outsiders?
I'm just trying to recognise it because I don't know who half these people are. Abby Clancy used to be at this parish with old Robot Arms, who's gone down to Pompey, Portsmouth. She's now a Pompey bird. 33-1, FHM.
She's a very pretty lady.
Sexiest woman. Rachel Stevens.
What about Stevie G's missus, Alex Curran?
She's not in the list.
Well.
No.
Is Colleen in there?
No.
She's
Kate Middleton,
with
a posh totty, anyone?
20-1?
50-1, Kate. Oh. Keira Knightley, 50-1. Jennifer Aniston,
Jennifer Aniston's
80-1. Lily Allen, what do you reckon?
I love Lily Allen.
I've warmed to Lily Allen. I don't know what it is.
She's a pretty girl.
Yeah. I was reading an interview.
You've got
she
a
did.
Chance, you know. She likes older men.
Thanks. I was reading an interview with her in Q Magazine. Last month, right, and she looks after her granddad. He lives with her, apparently, and she cooks him dinner every night. And she had fillet of beef in the oven.
Wow.
With those posh potatoes, Dauphinoise.
Well,
and green beans.
Cook him dinner every
night. I thought,
night,
fantastic. That's almost, that ticks all of the boxes.
It certainly does.
Lily Allen, 100-1. Jennifer Lopez, 100-1. Kate Moss?
100-1.
100-1. Amy Winehouse. What do you think Amy Winehouse's odds are?
About
FHM, sexiest woman.
One.
Go on. You're going for 200. What are you going for?
I would have thought about 500.
500 is bang on the money.
Yeah.
Right,
I've
what else
a,
have I
got? I've
got here?
A quick one here
go
for,
on.
For the next Pope.
Right.
Fantastic. One of my favourites here has got to be Giacomo Biffi, the Italian, who is 40-1. But the best ones. What do you think Bono's odds are of being the next Pope?
I say 200-1.
No.
75-1.
No, he is 1,000-1.
Surely not.
Oh, I think that's good odds.
On.
But my very, very favourite is 1,000-1. Father Dougal Maguire from Craggy Island.
Yay!
He'd make a good pay.
Is amazingly the same as Bono at 1,000-1.
What about Father Jack? Has he got any odds?
Doesn't mention.
I
Father
might have
Jack
a better. I might put £1 on Bonner. You never know. These celebrities.
I think, given where the Catholic Church is in the 21st century, it could be a PR stroke of genius.
Cormac Murphy be. O'Connor, 40-1. There's some fantastically named people here. Cardinal Dario Castrillion Hoyos.
Yeah,
he's from Colombia. He's 50-1. There's some.
I've got some odds here on Prince Harry's next girlfriend. What have you got over there, Laura? Have you got anything else?
Michael Jackson stuff. Haven't you got
here's something. If you're listening to this show and it's Saturday night, then this refers to Easter Sunday tomorrow. Are we on the repeat this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we being repeated on Sunday? If you're listening to this on Easter Sunday?
No, we're not
on again Sunday, but you can listen again on the download, citytalk.fm. Highest temperatures Easter Sunday. The official recording station for London is London Heathrow Airport.
Yes.
And the official weather recording station for Jerusalem...
Yeah, they do London versus Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You've read this. I haven't. So, right. Snow in London on Easter Sunday.
No, what you do is you bet on either Jerusalem or London to be hotter, basically.
Don't
you?
Well, look, yeah. No, I got chucked out of the betting shop on a Sunday. UK maximum air temperature on Easter Sunday. Temperature to be 70 Fahrenheit, 21 Celsius or above. 7 to 2. Temperature to be 81 Fahrenheit, 27 Celsius or above, 16 to 1.
What odds do you get on a white Easter, then?
A white Easter. Snowfall in London or Jerusalem? What would you like?
London.
33 to 1.
And in Jerusalem?
50 to 1.
Is that all?
That's what it says here.
Nobody's going to get enticed to bet on that, are they?
Next, Bond girl.
Hey.
Megan Fox, 6 to 1. Jennifer
Aniston,
4 to 1.
I think it should be Father Dougal Maguire.
What's this obsession with Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Aniston won't be a Bond girl.
Jennifer Aniston could
be
a Bond girl.
A bit harsh.
Frida Pinto.
Oh, she's the one out of Slumdog.
Is she?
The girl out of Slumdog.
Beyonce's in there, 16 to 1. Catherine Zeta-Jones, Bond girl. What do you reckon the odds on that
are? Too old.
50 to 1.
Yeah.
You know, bit of mature Welsh in there. No bad thing.
I might have a bet on
Jordan.
About 100 to 1.
250 to 1.
Oh.
And Amy's in there as well.
Amy Winehouse, again.
Do you know, if I was Barbara Broccoli,
she's certainly all action.
Who now looks after the Bond franchise, I would cast Amy Winehouse in the next Bond movie. I don't know what. It would just be great, wouldn't it? Don't you think? You could just kind of have her as
this. Everyone watching it.
Exactly. That's what they need to do, make up the mess as Quantum of Solace. Right. What else have we got? Have you got anything else there? Because I've got Prince Harry's next girlfriend.
Michael Jackson. You know that there.
How many gigs will he do?
No, these are all about the... His items that are going on auction later this month.
Mm.
God, he's auctioning off everything, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he is. He's got no money, apparently.
His white jewel
even after these gigs that he's
glove.
Just announced.
Who would... Well, basically, they think that his white jewel-encrusted glove is going to go for over £18,000.
Who would spend money on that?
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Who would spend money on that?
Pounds or dollars, is this?
Oh, this is dollars, apparently. Hmm. Oh.
So that's about £19,000 at the moment, isn't it?
Same difference. And you can bet on how much the gates to Neverland will sell for. They seem to think...
Is he not going to have gates to his house anymore?
He hasn't got the place anymore, has he? It's rack and ruin.
Sold off.
No, he doesn't live there. And you can bet on how much... If you really want to bet this weekend, one bet only, how much will Michael Jackson's red crystal jacket sell for?
I know. What are the odds?
9 to 4 on over 55,000.
Good God.
Who would spend that
on? Oh, some Muppet. Right, that's it. That's it for the wacky bets.
You could rig that, couldn't you? You could bet 55,000 on it and then spend 55,000.
I'm bored. I am bored now and I don't want to talk about it anymore. Okay, thank you for Bloke Talk and being involved in it this week. Toby, thank you. And Laura, thank you. Just a reminder. Bebo, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter. You like Bloke Talk? You want to be part of our gang? Then get involved. The Bloke Talk Appreciation Society is on Facebook. Go on Twitter, go on MySpace, go on Bebo. Until next weekend, thank you for listening.
Listen, and log on to the Voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.